Our next awardee is a fourth-year special education teacher in Little Village. She chairs the Chicago Teachers Union Special Education Committee, works with a collective of special education advocates across Illinois to fight against special education cuts and fight against education deform efforts like Teach for America. When not teaching, she practices her Spanish and Cantonese, sings with the Windy City Gay Chorus and Treble Choir, and fights with fellow Asian Americans for visibility and rights. Everyone, give it up for Annie Tan!
Hi, everyone. I spent a lot of hours on the speech, and I am so happy to be here amongst all of you. Thank you so much for this award. When I was 6 years old, I felt my voice rise up for the first time. I was a child of two Chinese immigrants in Chinatown, New York City, and I was torn. I spoke Cantonese and Toisanese at home, and I had to speak English at school. I cried every single day of kindergarten because I didn't know what to say. I simply did not know what to say. This changed when I met Ms. Sheridan, my first grade teacher. She taught us how popcorn was made. She taught us how you can make butter out of popcorn, out of a heavy cream. She taught us to share with one another that me not finding an Easter egg during a scavenger hunt was not the end of the world, right? And she didn't teach us how to use our voices. She didn't teach us why it was so important to use our voices. She just showed us the world. And she listened to us build our voices. And at 6 years old, I knew I wanted to be a teacher. My voice had transformed my whole idea of myself. And at 13, I learned my voice was not just words that I could say, but words that I could use to change the world. I learned about my great aunt Lily then. My great aunt Lily was a fighter. She fought for her son, Vincent Chin. He was killed in Detroit in 1982 when two white laid-off auto workers beat him to death with a baseball bat. Instead of taking this quietly, my great aunt went around the nation pushing for justice for her son and my uncle. My Aunt Lily didn't win her own battle. The men ended up paying only $3,000 and never served a day in jail for killing my uncle. But she helped me and she helped thousands of other people. Different groups embraced this nebulous identity we now call Asian American. And we recognized we had a voice in the first place. Framed in my living room right now is this beautiful work of art by Ricardo Levin Morales. Some of you have seen his work, and it says, "Anything about us without us is not for us." Right? This adapted quote from the International Disability Rights Movement pushes me to think about who we fight for and whether those people get to speak and lead. I take that quote with me every day as I fight for our students. I work with teachers within my own union who see what's happening in schools every day. I hear from parents who are working with their own children and see what their kids are struggling with. We work across unions and advocacy groups strategizing toward winning services for our students. We learn and include the histories of the people who have fought these battles before us so we can learn from them and we can grow stronger. Most importantly, we learn from our students. We teach them what their voices can sound like, and we let them speak. We have won some battles across the district, but we have a lot more to fight for. We fought against some cuts, and they're going to keep cutting. But you know what? We're going to win, because we're going to keep fighting together. Now, more so than learning how to speak our own truths, we win because we listen to one another. When we listen, we show others their voices are important. If my students are nonverbal, for instance, because they have a disability that doesn't allow them to speak, I fight to get them the devices that allow them to speak, and I hear their first sentences. I also learn how to use them. I have to understand how their devices are used, and I have to teach their parents to use them, and I have to teach other people in their communities to use them. I learn and practice Spanish because my students speak Spanish. Yo practico y aprendo español porque mis estudiantes hablan español. Yes, yes. I speak Cantonese because that's my family's language.
我講中文因為我媽咪同爸爸講中文.
When we spend time to do this, when we listen to each other, when we fight to understand what we're saying, we become stronger. We learn about racism, sexism, ableism, how all these things intertwine in our communities. And we win. Because we work smarter. Because we're united. I hope we value each other's voices in our movements, and I hope we listen to each other. And I just want to say thank you for valuing my voice today.